It's time to talk sport now with ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy. Catherine, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Catherine, Matt and I were just talking about the debate over AFL crowd security. It's raging on. The league's revealed they met with Docklands Stadium security yesterday to do a procedure review. Do you think things will be a little different this weekend?
Well, you said it exactly right, Fran. AFL fans or any sports fans do not like being told how to barrack, but what fans found particularly offensive at the weekend and intimidating, it's been agreed, was the presence of security staff wearing behavioural awareness bibs. Now, photos were taken of this in the aisles and it went viral on Twitter. Now, the AFL met with stadium security yesterday after Michael Green admitted they had had an overcorrection, they described it as, after early fan violence incidents in the season. So they conceded that we will be very unlikely to see those behavioural awareness bibs again this season. They also conceded that the aisle walks that you would have seen in the coverage that were very frequent, they will be reduced. So there will be big changes to security ahead of this weekend's fixtures. Also, as you talked about with Matt Bevan, the AFL CEO Gillon McLachlan has apologised via the Herald Sun this morning. He will hold a press conference this afternoon. So he's always insisted, Fran, that there has never been a change in policy or a directive to the security company. But after this weekend's coverage and the huge outcry afterwards, he obviously felt it was time to meet up with stadium security and the security firm to discuss these changes.
Yeah, and perhaps they're trying to overcorrect from, you know, not being strong enough with fans and directions about racist booing and things like that. Catherine, we'll come back to you at 7:30.
Talk to you then.
Catherine Murphy, ABC Sports presenter. Sports news with ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning, Fran.
Catherine, the Matildas in Grenoble and gearing up for their crucial clash against Jamaica.
They absolutely are, Fran. That will be at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot better time than the last game, which was a 2 a.m. wake-up call. So hopefully it will be a great start to tomorrow for football fans here in Australia. They, of course, take on Jamaica. The coach, Ante Milicic, has said they're fully focused on the match, not the permutations of the result. Now, there are many permutations, Fran. If they finish top, which of course is the preference, they most likely would go back to Montpellier and play either Nigeria, Spain, China or Chile. If they finish second, which I feel is most likely, they would play in Nice in the round of 16 and potentially against Norway. England could loom in the quarterfinal. But maybe I should take Ante's advice and just not focus on that and look ahead to 5 a.m. tomorrow morning where a win is required. Also, the goalkeeper Lydia Williams has spoke. She's admitted that the favourites tag in that first match against Italy, where of course the Matildas lost 2-1, they struggled with that. They're not used to being the favourites, she said. So their comeback win against Brazil has really helped to get them back in the correct mindset. And they have that experience now, Fran, because they are certainly favourites for tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed, hey? And Hawthorn captain Ben Stratton will attend the tribunal tonight, AFL tribunal, to defend himself against pinching and stomping charges. The coach Alistair Clarkson's compared hysteria around the case to Sandpapergate in cricket.
Which I think you will agree, Fran, is quite a stretch by Alistair Clarkson. I think he's gone classic Clarko and he's tried to take the attention off Ben Stratton tonight because there will be a lot of attention at the tribunal. There always is for an incident that's quite different. He, of course, was pinching Orazio Fantasia, left up to 10 bruises on his arm. So I'm predicting a lot of character witnesses because there's not a lot he can say about that evidence tonight, Fran. You would definitely suspect that the tribunal will go hard and he will receive a suspension, but his coach is trying at least to take some of the attention away. But don't think the hysteria has quite reached Sandpapergate levels just yet.
No, not a great look for the captain though, is it? Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Catherine Murphy.